This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Nexus International Summit. And with me right now, I've got Mr. Sicelo Xulu, who is the SANEDI board chairperson, was also one of the speakers with Summit Namhlanje. Mr. Xulu, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio today.
No, thank you very much for inviting me as well.
Maybe before Sicelo, let's just take it back to SANEDI board. What is it all about?
I think maybe before I get to SANEDI, I think it's important to say that I'm also, you know, part of the MUT family. I studied at MUT in the early 90s, and I guess that's what kind of like brought me to be here now, because of that grounded foundation that one received MUT at that time. So fast forward then, I mean, I'm now a chair of the board of SANEDI. SANEDI is a South African National Development Institute, which basically I think is a state-owned entity that is within the Department of Minerals and Resources, or Energy and Resources. So I chair that with fellow colleagues, I think board colleagues, which have basically, I think, a mix of skills on the energy side, climate change, as you call it, and other skill sets as well that are there, that obviously empowers, I think, the SANEDI team to be able to run as a well-oiled, I think, research institute, I think, for the country. It's led by able CEO, Dr. Titus Mate, who's also, I think, a proud MUT alumni as well. So I'm emphasizing the point because you can see that, I think, there are a lot of, I think, good people that have introduced from the Mamosuthu. So I think that's really, you know, the role of the board to make sure that there's governance in running the institution, but also in making sure that we drive the transformative agenda as we know it, I think, of the country. So therefore, we've got a lot of students that we sponsor in terms of bursaries, but also we take a lot of learnerships in that environment. And it's part of our strategy to prepare, I think, for the future.
And you were also part of the speakers, one of the speakers rather, that were speaking on the summit today. Maybe highlights of your session. What were you talking about during the summit?
So let me firstly say, I think it's been a great kickoff session, the plenary for now. So our involvement at SANEDI, we're actually sponsoring this summit. So we made a decision as the board and as an executive of SANEDI to be able to sponsor this particular event. Wow. So I think from that perspective, then we're really proud to be associated with the summit, firstly. But secondly, we're proud to be part of the team that's going to be taking some of the initiatives that are currently being discussed, I think, forward, and make sure that at least there's some level of implementation. And again, you heard from the MEC for COPTA.
Yes.
Ubaba Tulasizwe Sheg. And I think, you know, what he highlighted was that there is an intention, I think, from the provincial government, at least to be able to identify about 11 students, one student per district, so that we actually take them and expose them to Florida University, so that there can be that exchange program. They can probably study there and then come back and implement, I think, some of the things that they will have actually learned. But broadening, I think, our skill space in the country, but also at the same time making sure that there's implementation that comes out of this popular summit.
What do you think people should take out of the summit when they leave the summit tomorrow at the end of the sessions tomorrow? What do you think they should take home with them?
I think there's a couple of topics. As you can see, it's very broad. And I think if you look at the theme as well, what we want is possible. And what we're trying to do is to drive the agenda that whatever that you've conceived in your mind, you should be able to achieve. But coming back to the summit, obviously, there are issues that relate to energy, issues that relate to water. There's food security as well, and as well as the climate change. So I think the key takeaways must be then to say, out of this, you know, these particular areas, which is energy, I think water, food security, and as well as climate change, what are the action plans that needs to then be implemented so that we can be able to mitigate against the risk of climate change? I think a lot has been said as part of the plenary as well around the devastating, I think, effect of the floods and as well as I think the tornadoes that
especially in the KZN province
experience. So in actual fact, I think in a nutshell and bring it back to home, we want to try and actually position ourselves as researchers, but also as the academia, as well as government and also business, to be able to come up with a plan that will now seek to address, I think, some of the challenges in relation to food, I think, water, climate change, and security of supply.
Definitely, we're leaving that, Mr. Kulu. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio today.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.